stop and look around you. Hey, it's Laura.
And Alan.
And we're here to talk about the greatest Muppet movie ever made.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's probably the greatest movie ever made. Stretch.
What came after this one?
Muppet Treasure Island, I bet you.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the one we're talking about?
A Muppet Christmas Carol. We're sitting here. We've got some eggnog. Got a little bit of lights. Mm. A tree. Some snow on the ground.
My feet.
And his feet on the desk. And there's no better setting for the Muppet Christmas Carol. Every time I watch this movie, I feel like I'm going to cry at the end. Is that like a weird reaction?
Because of the song?
No, it's just such a nostalgic film. And I just absolutely loved this movie as a kid. I would watch it year round if it were socially acceptable.
Yeah, well, when we watched it, I said, don't you think this is probably the best Christmas movie ever made?
And then I took pause and thought about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
And then our dog said, let go of my paws.
Yeah. Ernest Saves Christmas. I mean, they're all great movies, but this is definitely up there. I mean, it's Michael Caine's best performance alongside any living or non-living counterpart.
Okay. You think this is his best movie?
I think so. I think of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Cider House Rules, Quills. All very, like, rapish
movies.
What
does he do in Cider House Rules?
Except for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
He's like, these are the Cider House Rules.
Yes. I can't do as good of a one.
Are you Will Smith? Are you Will Smith?
Will Smith is not in the Cider House Rules.
Oh, which one was he in that came out around that time?
I have no idea. Men in Black?
No, he was in, like, a real, like, white person movie that was all serious and stuff.
Hmm. Will Smith was?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Wasn't Cider House Rules?
No.
Was it Bagger Vance?
Maybe that's it.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
I never saw that movie. Didn't.
This
didn't...
is the legend of Bagger Vance. Was Michael Caine in that?
I don't know. I never saw that movie, but maybe that's one that'll pop up here. But he is just so unlikably likable in this film. He's such a bastard.
Is he?
Yeah. He's such a humbug.
Well, he's just a business owner, right?
Yeah, I feel like Donald Trump may have watched this movie before his campaign and thought, I'm going to emulate Michael Caine as Scrooge in A Muppet Christmas Carol throughout my campaign and probably through my presidency.
Well, he seems to be going for the hair.
Or the face,
yeah, I guess.
All of the above, really. I imagine he'll have some frogs in office working alongside him and some rats. He's already proven to have some rats.
He's definitely got some rats in there. There's rats in the cabinet. That's
rats
for
in
sure.
The cabinet. Oh, government. But
we were excited to do this movie.
Right? We were so excited to do this movie because it's an awesome movie. And I think the opening credits say it all, that every single character is practically played by themselves. Because usually when you see an opening credits, it's like, so-and-so as this person. Like, Dakota Fanning is Coraline or whatever. Not like, Coraline is Coraline. And this one was like, Kermit the Frog as Bob Cratchit.
Bob Cratchit.
Cratchit.
I guess we didn't check the ending credits. But I wonder if it has, like, the actual humans who played it.
I would hope they receive some credit for their amazing performances. And who is the person who did Miss Piggy's voice and Kermit the Frog's voice for years and directed What About Bob? And
well, Frank Oz did Miss Piggy, but Jim Henson did Kermit.
Oh.
And a guy named Tim Whitmore.
Jim Henson wasn't around for this movie, though.
No, he died right before it.
Oh.
His son Brian Henson directed it. It was his first movie he ever directed.
It's an amazing, like, if that were my first movie,
I would
give myself definitely a pat on the back.
I looked at the trivia and it said that when Michael Caine found out it was his first movie, he was deeply impressed.
Wow.
I am deeply impressed.
You'll hear a lot of Michael Caine impressions, none of which will be coming from me. I know it sounds like my little woman voice, but it's not.
That is you.
That is, oh.
I haven't been saying it.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
My name is Laura.
That's how we should have introduced this here podcast. So, Michael Caine.
That's me.
That's you, Alex. basically we start off the movie and we're going through town and the vegetables don't even like Michael Caine in this movie.
They don't. Man, he can't catch a break. Could you imagine when you're going to work in the morning if people were singing a song about how shitty you are?
Sometimes I wonder if they are like on their commutes and yeah, and he is not fazed by any of the singing. I think he pretty much generally owns that he's an asshole.
Yeah. He's a humbug.
A humbug.
Does humbug mean bullshit?
I think it means humbug.
Because he's always just like humbug when he doesn't believe in something. Like, that's hogwash. That's
I don't know. Bullshit. There's little moments in these movies that have these where he's like, our assets are frozen. Like the rats say that. And I'm like, that's adult humor. But I naughty, naughty, naughty. Mike Henson, Matt Henson.
Brian Henson.
Yeah, it's so funny. I love that scene where he's walking through the village and then he goes into his office and we see that like is Kermit ever a villain? I think he is in like that movie that just came out, Muppets Most Wanted.
Well, like
but it's not
Kermit,
really
Kermit with a goatee or something. It's like evil Spock Kermit.
Yeah.
It's never actually him.
Yeah. But he's just, of course, like the most lovable, huggable character in this movie. And Rizzo gets just the short end of the stick this entire movie. I'm glad he gets his jelly beans. He never really gets that roast duck, I don't think he...
Yeah.
But he's eating throughout the film. He has an apple.
He's the only Muppet playing himself, according to the credits.
According to the credits, yes. Rizzo is the only person, and then Gonzo is this Charles Dickens narrator. Yeah.
The creator of the story.
Yeah. I was so happy when I was little and my nose started to get bigger. I was like, you know what? At least my nose isn't as big or weird as Gonzo's. But he's just so hilarious in this movie, and I love him so much. But I think Rizzo is so funny. He's like, thank you for making me a part of this. I just remember seeing that in the previews when I was a kid, and this was, like, on TV, and they would show, like, coming to theaters. That's a terrible coming to theaters voice, but it would be like, thank you for making me a part of this. And it was Rizzo being like Windexed this window.
I remember that too. So this came out the same time as Home Alone 2.
Ooh.
Which was like tough. 1992 must have just been an amazing time for kids movies around the
year of the
right?
film. I feel like when I was 5, some of the best movies ever came out. I feel like after that, it all went downhill. I think that's how life generally goes. 5 prime years and after that. But Home Alone 2 is really tough. I mean, you've got Tim Curry, Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Christmas.
Macaulay Culkin, Catherine O'Hare.
We watched the first Home Alone last night, and that was pretty good, too.
As well? It's not good. Yeah. Home Alone 2
pretty good.
I think Home Alone 2 is my favorite. But so let me ask
you. Can you do that scream that Marv does?
I think the neighbors would be disturbed. I think the police would come to our home. I can do it, but it's for best save for another time.
It's true.
If you were a kid in 1992, which you were.
I was,
and your parents took you to the theater. I did not see Home Alone 2 or Muppet Christmas Carol in the theater.
I saw both of them in the theater.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask this question myself.
It must have been one week after the other, really.
I guess if my parents asked me which one I would rather see as a kid, I definitely would have set them up at Christmas Carol. Just by the previews and loving Sesame Street and Muppets when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I know you watched, like, Cannibal Holocaust when you were 4, but...
Well, I watched it when I was 6, but... No.
Oh, okay. That's all right, then.
No. I don't remember which one I was more excited about. Probably Home Alone 2, because I was a boy, you know, and they really marketed it to little boys.
Oh, with the talkback guy.
Well, you know, I don't remember knowing what that thing was until I saw the movie, and then I saw marketing for it.
Man, and they sold those like crazy. And then the next year, or like 6 months later, they made them for girls, which they were just pink and purple.
Pink. And were they called Talk Girls?
Probably. I don't know. Probably. I never owned one. I had a Clueless phone, but there was, I mean, I think back to the marketing for Muppet Christmas Carol. And I think of the commercial with Rizzo and a couple other moments, but they didn't, like, have toys.
Muppet like, toys?
Yeah, like, what
it's
would you
hard
really
to find
have?
Muppet action figures and stuff. They don't really do that.
I had Muppet toys, like Muppet babies, when I was a kid. I had, like, these little plastic, like, Miss Piggy things. They had them at McDonald's. They had some Muppet thing, because I know I had them as a kid.
Really?
I had some Muppet figurines.
From
yeah.
McDonald's?
Yes.
What, were they just like plastic or
yeah,
did
they
do something?
No. This was like very like the good old days of McDonald's toys before they put too much technology in them where they're a dollar and they'll break immediately. So it was just like a figurine, but there was like nothing, no really other merchandise for this film. I don't feel like you could probably, I mean, Home Alone 2 made a killing in the box office.
Yeah, but they didn't have any Macaulay Culkin action figures either, did they?
No, they didn't. They did not. But they did have that talk boy or whatever it was. Yeah. So if I were to ask you this question, do you think Scrooge truly changes? I mean, we're 6 months after this movie takes place. Okay. Take yourself there. Bob Cratchit is still working there. His son, little Jim Bear, as I like to call him,
yeah.
is Tiny sitting
Tim.
There. Tiny Tim. Is still there. Do you think he ever changed? Like, he goes through this life-altering experience, and I just wonder if, like, somebody stepped on his foot in the next day, and he was like, humbug.
Yeah, humbug, and I'm back at it. maybe. I don't know. He was dancing and stuff. It's hard to, once you start dancing in life, it's hard to go back to being a non-dancer,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, could you imagine the next day?
If you call
day,
that dancing.
Just like robotic arm movements and some turning and smiling, which he has terrible teeth, which is inherent of British people.
Michael Caine does?
Yes.
I didn't notice.
He smiles and I'm like, it's endearing, but it's gross.
Yeah.
Probably a smelly tooth in there. but I just really love the opening with like Bob Cratchit and, you know, Scrooge being a Scrooge, and then the Muppet, or it was the Penguin skating party.
Yeah.
They're just, apparently penguins are always like, wah, 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 like a duck.
Do penguins make noise?
I don't know if they do. It's subtle, I believe. But
I
they're just
they
like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, is this a duck or a penguin? But I love that scene where they're singing and ice skating.
The first song of the
movie?
It feels
like Christmas.
Oh, when they're leaving.
Day.
I looked it up, and apparently that's a thing in all Muppet movies is the shooting star with Kermit looking out at it. Did you ever notice that?
I can't say that I did. Was he in Big Bird's Big Move or something? That's a Sesame Street movie.
No. You know, come to think of it, like, I really know nothing about the pre-Christmas Carol Muppet movies. Like, the Muppet movie, is that the original one from the 70s?
Yeah, I
think
so.
And then Muppets Take Manhattan. Like, I really don't know anything about those movies.
I saw the new one that came out with Amy Adams, and who was the other person in it?
Jason Segel?
Yeah, Jason Segel.
And then they made a sequel to that, right?
Yeah, which I think we started watching, and then we were like, we can't watch this.
Yeah.
And then Muppet Treasure Island, of course, was a classic.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. I never saw Muppets in Space.
I didn't either, which I know the skit from The Muppet Show is the pigs that are in space. So they just kind of like did a play off of that. Like,
I read they're
SNL
making
skit.
a new thing with that, with the pigs in space.
Are they? And it's interesting, too, because they've come out with The Muppet Show that's been on, I think it's been on ABC since Disney owns the rights to The Muppets.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was picked up for another season, though.
Yeah, I hope it
was.
It was a pretty good idea.
It'd be interesting if that wasn't in Morty and or not Morty, Mike and Morty, but Martin Short's show with Maya Rudolph. Like, if that got picked up and the Muppets didn't, I would be like, both are quality shows, I'm sure, but like the Muppets is a classic. Like, you just can't top that.
Well, the Muppets will never truly die. I'm sure they'll.
They're not real.
I'm sure they'll still come back, regardless of how unpopular they get. They've proven time and time again that they can come back.
And it was canceled. So the Muppet Show was canceled. It only went through 2016. They did 17 episodes, but which sucks.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, they really try these revivals that fail sometimes. But yeah. There's so many good songs in this movie, and I mean, what song is your favorite if you had to pick one?
Probably the last one, right? Thankful Heart.
Thankful Heart.
Yeah, Jim Bear.
Yeah.
Stop and look around you.
I think mine would be the one that was cut out of the movie because it was too good to be in the movie, apparently. The one with Clara and Scrooge.
Do you remember how that went?
I don't at all because you can't really find it anywhere. I don't know why they cut that out. And
well,
that's
how
later
that your
in the
favorite movie. or your favorite song?
Because it must have been so damn good that they were like, this is not appropriate for children.
I remember how it went. It went, the love is gone. The love is gone.
That sounds a lot like the last song in the movie.
Yeah. Well, I think they played in the credits, actually.
Mm. But in all seriousness, my favorite song is probably the one by Kermit and the Rats, where they're leaving the office and closing up shop. There's something in the air today.
There's a season to be jolly and joyous.
Ba-da-da-da-da. But that's probably my favorite, which, so Scrooge goes back to his house, and I remember seeing this when I was younger, and so one of the Marley brothers grows out of, like, the door knocker, and I remember thinking that they were, like, butt cheeks. I'm sure if I would have seen it as an adult, they were nut sacks, but they're because their chins
butt
are like
Jay,
a bunch of Jay Leno chins. But they, but it grows out of there, and he's like, Scrooge! And it's, I would probably not go in my house after that. But
is
my
that a
cocaine.
Thing in all the Christmas carols? Is the doorknob turning into the face? Because they did that in the Mickey's Christmas Carol.
They
also.
Did. Another great Christmas
but
Carol.
But I don't know
movie.
If they did that in the. That Robert Zemeckis, Jim Carrey one.
They did, I think.
Did they? Okay.
I don't know. That movie was terrible. But in my opinion, everyone is
pretty,
entitled.
Pretty bad.
But he goes into his house and I laugh. I also thought this was funny when he sits down to eat and he's looking at the fireplace. He just has like 4 loaves of bread.
That's what Scrooge eats?
That's all he has is a bunch of bread. That's what I saw. Like, please disagree.
No, you're probably right. I mean, that's cheap. So that's what he would eat.
Just some bread.
All I need to eat is bread. Did you know that you can eat other things than bread and they cost more? Why would you ever do that?
Why? That's brilliant. Yeah. But
does it show him eating the bread or is it just
no, it
dead
he's
bread?
Like cutting the bread and then the Marley brothers come in and haunt him with
but
the
he also
talking...
had like gravy and chicken and stuff.
What?
Because he said, like, you're probably an indigested piece of chicken. There's more of gravy than a grave of you.
He was eating bread. That's all he was eating was
Scrooge,
bread.
You were eating bread. Oh, there's no gravy.
We're Marley and Marley. Oh. I like the little, like, safe boxes that are talking to and singing behind
him. I read in the trivia it says that the wailing safe boxes were a tribute to Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Shut up.
And I was like, I don't know about that one.
Sometimes you can just go on IMDb and input trivia. Yeah. That's the tricky thing about it. But I love those guys. I love them when you go to Disney World and they have the Muppets 3D. They used to have it in California Adventure, but they got rid of it. And they're up there just, you know, heckling the whole time, and they're always the hecklers. They had a very brief song in this movie. That's a good one too.
What's their names? Do you remember? Farnsworth and something.
Farnsworth and Barley. No, yeah, they didn't say it enough in the song. Maybe it was like Harley and Charlie. Anyway, those guys disappear, and once again, I would be leaving my house at this point. Probably going to the can you go to the emergency room in Old England?
No.
And nobody likes him, so they would just be like, get out of here, Scrooge.
They'll probably kill me if I go there.
Give me an overdose of morphine. So he goes to bed like, I would not be able to sleep. But he gets his first ghost when the bell... When the bell tolls one! And this little, like, baby doll, China baby doll. Probably my least favorite spirit, but it's a close triple tie. I mean, I like all the spirits for different reasons because they get them to change. But the little baby one is weird.
Yeah. Is that the first one?
The
past? The
ghost. Yeah.
And they always make that one look weird. They did that in that Jim Carrey one too. He was like a candle or something.
That's Beauty and the Beast. And you're thinking of Lumiere. Yeah. But so they fly into his past. Which, with a lot of people that closely resemble Mike O'Kane, which apparently you have had a relative, rest in peace, that looked a lot like Michael Caine.
My great grandmother, Snooky, we always said looked like Michael Caine.
Wow. She probably didn't know who that was, but I'm hoping we can find a picture of that. But it was so funny. So they go into the classroom and Sam, the American Eagle, is like, business is the American way. And then Gonzo whispers in his ear and he goes, it is the British way. It's like, once again, I think Donald Trump really closely watched this movie for his, to prepare for his campaign.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I'm American. I mean, he does know about business, but you know, Scrooge.
He learned it from ways. the Eagle or whatever.
Yeah. Sam the Eagle. But, so his past is sad. Is he an orphan? Where are his parents?
I don't know. You know, I was looking at the message boards for this and someone said, I can't believe they cut out Scrooge's sister. Because apparently he became a big asshole when his sister died in the book.
Oh, that's weird.
So.
And that's why he wouldn't marry Clara.
Yeah. He's like, because I wanted to marry my sister and now I can't.
What if his sister was Clara?
My glove is gone.
But yeah, I mean, I felt like his past was pretty expected of Scrooge, but
yeah.
Then you see him meet Clara, who you think he's gonna change for. And how many years do you think they were engaged? Cause she goes, we were going to get married last year, Ebenezer.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Cause Gonzo says something about how they relive his entire life. So I wonder if he experiences like 60 years within a night and he's just
Yikes.
Like, please. Kill me. I want to get out of here. I don't want to spend my
Yeah,
time
maybe
on.
At the end he's not really happy and like terrified of what's to come. He's just like mad with seeing his yeah. past and like all the terrible things he did as a child and forgot like yeah. murdering animals or whatever.
Yeah, he comes into Bob Cratchit's house with the goose and he goes, let me tell you something. I just experienced my entire life over the course of a night and I feel amazing.
Nobody would say that if I had to relive my life in one night. And it's really only an hour because the next ghost comes at 2 a.m. So he has an hour. Like, you would probably be insane.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you see the present after that. And so you're like, fuck it, man. Whatever you got at this point. I just experienced my entire life. So let's see what's going on right now.
A series of traumatic events, like me losing my fiance, like yeah. my parents dying, whatever it was. I mean.
And when they do the Ghost of Christmas Present, they go to his nephew's house is that his wife or his sister? Because
that's his wife.
Because I've always wondered that they look entirely identical.
It may be the same actor.
It really looks like the same guy with a wig on. But anyway, do you think that's happening in the middle of the night? Since that's Christmas
well,
present.
That's actually a really valid point.
Or is it like, I'm the ghost of Christmas, you know, kind of around the last like 8 hours or so.
In the next 24 hours, this yeah. will be the present.
Yeah, because it's like daylight outside and they're like, wait a minute, it's not daylight right now.
Or maybe when they say present, they mean as a gift. So like,
I've always wondered that. I was like, so when do they get presents? I always thought it was weird that they said that.
That's so brilliant. He is my favorite ghost. I want that guy to be my life coach.
I think he's made to look like Brian Henson because he looks a lot like him.
Really?
Yeah.
He was that large?
Well, his face looks a lot like
him. Had feathers.
Kind of looks
his beard?
like David Crosby or something.
I absolutely love that ghost though. Like if he could be my life coach, if he could just stand in every meeting and be like, ho ho ho, Laura,
oh, Mega Man,
you know me better, man.
I always thought he was saying Mega Man.
Yeah,
as
you
a
did.
Kid. Yeah,
because you watched Mega Max or whatever it was.
Mega Man.
Mega Man.
I played
oh,
Mega
that's
Man
a thing.
And watched the cartoon Mega Man.
I was a mega girl, so I didn't watch that show. But I think that he is the life changer for Scrooge in this movie. Because
he's the one that gets him to dance, for sure.
Yes, with weird arm movements. I mean, there's a lot of dancing. And God, what a great looking day that was. Except for the fact that his nephew was playing 20 questions or something?
Yeah.
What game was that?
It was probably 20 queries.
20 queries. Your cure. Yeah.
I have a great idea. Let's cryptically talk shit about my uncle. He's such a fucking asshole. Oh, I hate him. How was your day? Everybody
yeah, who was else? The next? Who's the next person that they guessed? Like the vegetables in the stand that
They're
we're talking.
Like, well, I was thinking about a that chair over there, but I guess we can make personal insults to our family members.
Yeah, too. It is Christmas after all.
Yeah.
In the present.
I haven't seen my son in 4 years.
But then he goes over to Bob Cratchit's house and we meet little Tiny Tim. God.
The geese! The geese!
God. I felt really bad for Tiny Tim. What did he have? What was he diagnosed with?
I'm surprised they never came up with, you know, there's like Lou Gehrig's disease. I wonder why there's no Tiny Tim syndrome or something.
Probably because it's a fictional character. You don't hear of like Moby Dick syndrome when like your penis wanders off into another vagina or something.
Well, that's not what happened in the book, so they wouldn't do that.
But yeah. it's relevant.
I don't know. We should probably read the books before we do these, but...
That's why there's movies, so we don't have to read the books.
But you would think that Charles Dickens, the narrator, would be like, and Tiny Tim, who had Lou Gehrig's disease or whatever.
Cholera.
Yeah, maybe cholera. Maybe it says that. Maybe cholera.
Hip dysplasia. He had a little cane.
Yeah.
I
always like when they bring
cancer.
I always like when they bring out the baby Kermit the Frog in the movies because he's so cute looking.
Yeah, the little like ones like in the ponds and stuff.
He's like a different shade of green.
Yeah, like a paler, like almost like a turquoise frog. Not this little Jim Bear, though.
No.
But God, and Miss Piggy is just such a delight.
Yeah, she's a terrible mother in this.
She is. She can't remember who her children are, who are probably 5 and 6 years old. She's like, I'm Melinda. Yeah. I'm Belinda.
I'm Marlene. I'm Charlie.
And maybe don't name your kids similar names like Melinda and Belinda.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. They sit down. So is the turning point in Scrooge's life Clara plus nephew playing 20 questions and making him seem like an ass and Tiny Tim?
Oh my God, I can't believe anyone would think this of me.
It's shocking.
I'm worse than a cockroach.
And at the beginning of the movie, he picks up a man and throws him into the street on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd think he would be a bad person, but.
Do you think it's weird being like the only human in a city that's dominated by Muppets? Do you think
there were some other humans? They were dancing in the square and
stuff.
There
were a few of them. But do you think it's like, this is kind of fucking weird that we got like these things with us. We should put them all into.
Concentration jail cells. He seemed to really like the orphanages and prisons. But I think the catalyst was Clara plus nephew plus Tiny Tim. And that's when, like, then the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Yeah, the future comes. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm changed. You don't need to show me this. And they're like, no, you need to see yourself dying.
Dead.
Scrooge.
And Tiny Tim, who's dead
next
year from Lou Gehrig's disease.
And it's funny because they're like, he's like, spirit, who are these people talking about? It's like, it's fucking you, you idiot, obviously.
Yeah, like he just forgets all of it, all of the shitty things he did in life and losing his fiance.
When he sees his name, he's like, oh my God, I had no idea. They were talking about me.
So they were literally telling him he was going to die next Christmas with Tiny Tim.
I mean, being nice is not really going to change that.
I know. Like, maybe if you have, like, a heart attack.
Unless they say that... Did they say that he got, like, stoned to death by people in the village because he was such a dick?
I don't know if they even went there. But I mean, like, he was going to die in a year.
Yeah. Charles Dickens, if you have the answers to these, please...
Call us.
Send us an email.
Email's probably... text might be better.
Where is he in New York now?
Yeah, he's been hanging out in New Jersey these days, Hoboken.
Yeah, Hoboken.
Because he Hoboken around those town.
Yeah.
For way, way, way too long. But
Chuck Dickens, stop Hoboken around and send us an email.
Yeah.
Answer these questions.
We asked him to participate in this narrative, and he didn't.
Yeah, I got a mail delivery subsystem error.
Yeah, like he had the wrong address.
Yeah.
Well, SOS, Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
But I, the ghost of Christmas yet to come is always like this, even in like Mickey's A Christmas Carol, since you brought it up earlier, it's always like a very cryptic, like hooded figure.
Yeah. It's like a grim reaper each time.
And I'm like, my next Christmas is going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. Like,
do you think that ghost ever shows up and they're like, next Christmas, it's going to be pretty good.
I gotta admit,
it's not that, you know, it's not as bad as this one.
And that's the thing is, like, what if this is inevitable? What if, like, even if he's a good person?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. This is, if he has, like, an underlying health issue that's going to kill him in a year, you know, being nice to people isn't going to change anything.
Little tiny Tim needs to get some medical attention, and I don't think him bringing him a goose on Christmas is going to, like, fix that.
Do you think the ghost of Christmas future is like, you should probably stop eating that gross bread in your house.
Yeah, that's something else. That blue stuff isn't cheese.
That shit
mold
is going to kill you. You don't need to be nice to anyone. Just get something else to eat. Man, spend a little money.
So you think that the ghost of Christmas present is a nutritionist?
Well, he doesn't look like one.
Yeah, he needs to practice what he preaches, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's dead. Tiny Tim's dead. Kermie, God, that is so sad when they show him walking back to the, like, I cried at that part when I was a kid, and I may cry now thinking about it. I might, but I'll
it's pretty
hold
sad
back the tears. But Kermit, God, I mean, Miss Piggy deserves a dead son, but Kermit doesn't. And he walks home. He goes and visits after visiting the gravesite, and it's next year's Christmas, and Tiny Tim is gone. Mm. God.
And then he released an album called Diptoe Through the Tulip, Through the Bimney.
Kermit did?
No, Tiny Tim did.
Oh. I guess so. But, God, that is heart-wrenching. Who would not change their life after that? But like you said, like, who would not change their life after that? But like you said, I mean, if you have an underlying medical condition, like cancer, and there's no cure for it back in 1600s Britain.
I still don't think there is a cure for it.
Oh, you're right. There's treatments, early stages, but it would have to progress pretty quickly within a year. But then Scrooge has an epiphany when he sees himself dead. I wonder if that's what it is. Like, he's like,
oh man, I don't want to die.
Yeah. He's like, fuck that other kid. I don't want to die though.
Yeah. When he sees Tiny Tim die, he's like, yeah, that makes sense. I could see that happening, but me, I eat bread. How can I die? I'm very healthy.
I have a healthy heart. But he says he's going to change his ways, and then he wakes up in his bed and goes and visits Jim Bear, Tiny Tim, sings a song on the way, which is that's my favorite song.
That's my favorite song, yeah. Because it's a full-on Michael Caine song.
It is. Michael Caine sings an entire album on this year's A Muppet Christmas Carol.
And do you think they're like, man, when they made the movie, they're like, man, I can't wait till we get to Michael's song. He's never sang before.
Yeah, that's crazy. MK. He really rocks it out. But yeah, I'm glad he changes. And it's funny because he like goes to the house and he's singing along the way with the townspeople who all of a sudden are like open to the idea of him being a good person after 60 years of him being a complete ass. And they're like, oh, well, dance and we believe you've changed. So, I mean, the whole world is good except for Scrooge.
Do you think they were all just like dressing up as ghosts and stuff? And it was the whole town conspiring to change to make him a nicer person?
Yes. I think that's probably what it was, because to think that he flew around the world like that.
Yeah. They all should be like cowering in fear that he's going to hit them with his cane. They should
throw him into the road.
Yeah. They shouldn't be like, I can tell by the look on his face that those ghosts visited him. Ghost of Christmas Future visited me last night and it turns out things are going to be pretty good.
Yeah. Because I'm eating non-moldy bread. Yeah. I'm eating a balanced diet. but I love that song. And then it transitions into another song. And it's like, bless our soul, the love we share.
Yeah. Does he bring that goose to Bob Cratchit and then everyone in the town watches them through the window?
A lot of people are really interested.
While they're eating?
Yeah, that's why I think you're right about the conspiracy. Like, they all want to see this come to fruition. They want to see their work that they fucking took their entire Christmas Eve. Like, even into Christmas Day to put this together. Brilliant. It's like, I think we just solved the true underlying narrative of A Christmas Carol.
What if it's all just like a Westworld simulation?
God.
And it's,
that would be brilliant.
And it's like, you know, 2157.
Wow.
In Chicago. It's like that a would Black be, Mirror episode.
I can't believe you just cracked this code after it's been about 15 years, 20 or 25 years.
Yeah.
No, wait. How many years has it been? 92. This is 2016.
24 years.
24 years. Jeez. That's crazy. I can't believe this movie is 24 years old.
Probably the best Muppet movie. It's definitely the best directed. It's got really good cinematography.
The fact that you said probably and not indefinitely is...
Yeah. Indefinitely?
Thank you. Yeah,
indefinitely
it is
not the word you said.
Well, definitively. Yeah. I think this is the best movie because you know what? Here's the thing. Home Alone 2, Tim Curry got his box office rewards for that. So you can't say a Muppet Treasure Island where Tim Curry comes in and infiltrates the Muppets when his movie conflicted with this movie on the same day.
Do you think that was the studio saying, if you can't beat him, join him?
Maybe.
We got to hire that guy who took our flavor for Christmas.
No, that was so good. But no, I think this is hands down my favorite Muppet movie, my favorite version of A Christmas Carol, because I just never really liked, the guy who's Scrooge in Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck. Name says it all. Not a fellow that I would want to hang out with.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Cause he's Scottish.
Yeah. Probably doesn't wear underwear. Definitely doesn't. I mean, you see that in the movie. Or anything he's in. But yeah, he,
Kermit wear pants in this?
Scrooge wore pants in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
No, but does Kermit wear pants? Because Muppets don't wear pants.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes, right?
He wears pants.
Sometimes Muppets are completely naked.
Oh, totally.
Right?
They're just barren. But this movie, they are all fully clothed because they're playing other characters. Like Kermit as Bob Cratchit. They do give credit to Frank Oz and all the other awesome voice actors in this movie. I just think that like Frank Oz is so insanely talented to see that he's directed movies like What About Bob and was the voice of Miss Piggy is just warms my heart like this glass of wine.
Didn't you always think that he did Kermit also? Because they kind of have similar voices.
They do. Well, there are a lot of characters that Frank Oz voiced in this movie that are just like one-off characters. Like Melinda and Belinda, he totally did those voices and some other ones.
Well,
like you can hear.
Because those are just Little Miss Piggies.
Yeah, Little Miss Piggies. Little Piggies.
You know, there was a movie that Frank Oz did with Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando. I think it was called The Score. And it was infamous because Marlon Brando is just so uncooperative with everybody, and that was what he was known for, and he would only call Frank Oz Miss Piggy.
That's probably what I'd call him if I met him.
Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy.
But, yeah, definitely, Deschelle, you're being an ass.
Are you guys doing something else?
He's like, it's 2 o'clock, it's time for me to eat. This is definitely my favorite movie though for Christmas. You got me. You put the gun to my head and I'm going to say it. A Muppet Christmas Carol is my favorite.
It is better than It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, well that movie is just too long. And similar, right? Like that's a takeoff of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. I guess I never thought of it that it is.
It is. But
so really
no,
there's only like one Christmas story that you can do. And they've done it to shit.
Yeah, they can't do that anymore. They got to cut that out. It's enough. They did the Jim Carrey version. Let's just, for another 60 years, let's call it good. But yeah, I love this movie. I give it 2 thumbs up. I give it a gold star.
Stars out of 5 on the Plex library would you give it?
I would give it 5 stars.
I would give it 5 as well.
Oh, thank God. I was worried we were going to have to get divorced.
No, I think this movie's awesome.
It's fabulous. But yeah.
A lot of green screen in there that you can't really tell.
There is. I mean,
a lot of
it's
really
just
good compositing.
For 1992, it is an awesome movie. I think it's just amazing. I love it. It's incredible. So it's on HBO.
Now.
So go watch it now. It's on HBO now, or, you know, if you own it, it's always there. Yeah. Like we do. We own this movie. We love it. So I think that we should end this with a song. I feel like it's only right.
How do we sing it?
How? You sing it with love we share in our eyes. Or heart. How may they be love in your eyes?
What song?
The love we have.
The love we save.
To bless us all this day. Well, this has been a good day.
That was a good song.
That was really good. Straight out of the movie.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Actually, the original actors were here singing that. We should note. Yeah, check it out, Muppet Christmas Carol. I'm Laura.
I'm Alex. Thanks for listening to The Plex Files.
And remember, there's only one more week till Christmas Day.